In the 1870s, a series of patents were first issued for this product that was destined to change the way people farmed and ranched. Washington Dillon purchased one of those patents and built a company that stood well over a century. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In Sterling, Illinois, you'll find an impressive mansion built in the mid-1800s that was purchased by Washington Dillon in 1882.
You're trying to find your path in life because everything was so disrupted. And originally, he wanted to get into the hardware game. Sterling was the hardware capital of the world for a time, and that didn't quite pan out.
Erin Thompson is the curator of the Dillon Home Museum. She says that Mr. Dillon was interested in the hardware business, but soon found another product that was becoming quite popular on farms and ranches.
He heard tell of what was happening in DeKalb with Joseph Glidden and this new perfected barbed wire. He kind of took the lead from there.
Joseph Glidden had invented barbed wire about 50 miles to the east of Sterling. Mr. Dillon, though, purchased the patent of the half-hitch Kittleson, another version of the wire, and formed the Northwestern Barbed Wire Company to produce it, beginning in 1879. The business grew, becoming a major employer here in Sterling for over a century.
At the height of the mill, they had almost 5,000 employees, which is enormous.
Erin says you can tell the scope of the wire made here when you take a look at the records of where they shipped some of those barbs.
I found some old bills of sale that were shipping the wire to IT, which is Indian Territory, out to Nevada. I mean, it went all over the place. So there's probably hundreds, thousands of miles of fences all around that are the Dillon barbed wire.
It was more than just barbed wire, though. Many products for farms everywhere. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Sterling, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.